This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I've been talking to some people, and, you know, they'll ask me some questions, some medical questions. I'm like, well, I talked about that on my show. Huh? You did? Were you listening? No. You don't listen to my show? Oh, yeah, I listen to my show all the time. I just don't remember that part. So, as you can tell, guys, it's once again time for a pop quiz. Pop quiz! Get your pencils out, number two pencils out. We need some music every time there's a pop quiz, right? Like, dun, dun, dun. Something like that, except more on key. Pop quiz, everybody. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you guys, like, listening or not listening or, I don't know, Shazamming or doing whatever while I'm trying to teach you guys something and then you don't know anything. So, pop quiz. Let's find out if you guys know what's going on. Here we go. Number one. There's a male birth control scheduled to be available by 2017. Is it going to be a pill or B, a glow-in-the-dark condom or C, an injection straight into the genitals? What is the male birth control scheduled to be available in 2017 going to be? A pill, a glow-in-the-dark condom, or an injection straight into the genitals? Number two, eating what can protect against hearing loss? A hearing aid, B, fish, or C, boogers? Eating what can protect against hearing loss? Number three, listen, guys, we're not going to wait for you. If you still don't have your pencil, text with it. Just text it to me or something. I need to know you guys are taking the quiz. Number three, which blood type has been linked to less heart disease? Is it blood type A, blood type B, blood type C, or blood type O? No, they are not trick questions. Number four, no talking. No talking during the pop quiz. No talking. Shut up there, you and the red Mustang. No talking. Number four, name the blood type that is associated with memory loss and or dementia. Is it blood type AB? Is it blood type BO? Is it blood type CNN? Or is it blood type MSNBC? Which blood type is associated with dementia? Next question. Name the part of the brain that controls motor movement, coordination, balance, and equilibrium. Name the part of the brain. It's a fill in the blank. Okay? Name the part of the brain. I don't know all the parts of the brain. You should know. I went over this, and I'm going to go over this again. Name the part of the brain that deals with your balance and equilibrium, and it's got to be spelled correctly. And I'll give you a clue. All right? In the news, there's a woman who's been running around without one. So this is kind of important, okay? All right? So, okay. Next question. Pop quiz. Shh. Quiet. Which of the following has been found to help smokers quit? Is it A, antidepressants, B, magic mushrooms, C, behavioral therapy, or D, all of the above? All right? Which of the following has been found to help smokers quit? Next question. This is a long pop quiz, guys. I'm not messing around. Number seven, true or false? Okay, I did throw in, did a popular demand. You guys want a more true or false question, so here we go. True or false? Atoms, those little baby atoms, emit a sound, and it's in the note of C. True or false? All right, atoms emit a sound in the note of C. Number eight, final question. Dr. Dahlia needs your help to do what? A, recharge her IUD. B, pay her mortgage. C, build a free clinic for kids in Las Vegas, or D, all of the above? All right, pencils down, pencils down. All right, let's go over the answers. Pencils down. Here we go. Number one. The male birth control scheduled to be available by 2017 is not a pill. It's not a glow-in-the-dark condom. It's actually an injection that is supposed to go into the vas deferens. It's supposed to be a gel that blocks the sperm. We talked about that on the show. So it is going to be an injection. I'm sure y'all are going to be lining up for that one. Next. Eating what could protect against hearing loss? Eating a hearing aid will not protect you. Eating boogers will not protect you. The answer is B. Eating fish has been found to protect hearing loss, especially in women. Next question. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. If you came late for the pop quiz, you got an automatic F. Number three. What blood type has been linked to less heart disease? Is it blood type A, B, C, or O? There is no blood type C. If you chose that answer, you're an idiot. Blood type O has been found to be linked to less heart disease. All right. Then as a follow-up question, name the blood type that is associated with dementia. Is it blood type AB? Is it blood type BO? Is it blood type CNN? Or is it blood type MSNBC? The blood type associated with dementia is blood type AB. They found that people with AB blood may be more prone to memory loss or dementia. If you said blood type BO, you're wrong, but not because there's no blood type BO. BO, if you're trying to show off that you understand the alleles and that if you have type B blood, you got a B blood and an O blood, you will get credit for showing off, but the answer is still wrong. All right? Blood type AB, linked to some memory loss. Next question. Name the part of the brain that controls motor movement, coordination, balance, and equilibrium. The answer is cerebellum. All right? I know there's like a Lady Antebellum or some sort of a musical group. No. Cerebellum. If you spell it wrong, you get absolutely no credit for that question. You can fail the test. Next, which of the following has been found? I am not being mean. You guys need to listen to my show. Which of the following has been found to help smokers quit? Antidepressants, magic mushrooms, behavioral therapy, or all of the above? All of the above. Yeah, antidepressants, Wellbutrin, behavioral therapy, but magic mushrooms. They are finding can help people quit. We'll talk about that. Next, true or false? Atoms emit a sound in the note of C. The answer is false. They emit a sound, but it's in the note of D. We'll talk about that. And next, Dr. Dahlia needs your help to do what? Recharge your IUD, pay her mortgage. It's to build a free clinic for kids in Las Vegas. That is the answer. I don't need help with my mortgage yet. My IUD is still working. So don't go away, guys. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Shane, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Honestly, I know there's lots of choices out there. And the fact that you have nothing better to do but listen to my show is really appreciated by me. I really, really appreciate it. And I know my network does. So thank you guys so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, many of you know I live in Las Vegas, and I love that city. Phenomenal city. And there's not enough I could do for that city. I consider myself raised there, even though I was born in L.A. Love LA also, but Vegas is my home, and I've been here roughly since 1981. Well, I'm trying to help build a free clinic for kids. And this new healthcare environment that we're in, you know, kind of stinks and blows, right? So we want to make sure we have easier access for kids. And it's only one clinic, but it's a start. So I need as much help as possible from all of you guys to make this happen, because this is a huge, huge undertaking. You can visit my website at drdahlia.com, email me, and I'll give you guys some ideas and some options. But the one thing we're asking everybody to do, which is kind of fun, is the toast and a 20. All right? One of my friends, Jan, came up with this idea, Jan Porter, brilliant idea, where kind of like, and even if you don't live in Vegas, all right, you can videotape yourself making a toast. I don't care if it's Juicy Juice or Tang or iced tea or champagne or beer. I don't care. But we have you make a toast, all right? And you're toasting to the free pediatric clinic. And honestly, I'd love to be able to do this all across the country if we can. And a 20. Donate a 20 to the cause. A toast and a 20. Send me your videotape or post it on Facebook. Let me see it. And I think we'll be able to do make some amazing, amazing progress. We already have. The Toast and a 20 has already started to kick off, and I'm really excited about that. So please, 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 please help us out. If not, go to my website at drdahlia.com and message me on how you can help. This is extremely important. Okay, see, this is an example of what I get all the time. All right, Marco writes, Dr. Dahlia, my wife said you were discussing sexual positions for bad backs. I have two herniated discs. What is the best position for me? Okay, why weren't you listening to my show? I'm not going to repeat myself over and over and over again, but I do understand that that was one of the more exciting medical headlines this week. You know, many of you really can't stand it when I talk about nuts being the superfood or your omega-3s. Okay, I'm supposed to be a medical show. We're going to be talking about omega-3s, whether you find that stuff interesting or not. All right, that's my job. No other medical, I guess, no other radio host out there talks about omega-3s. That's what I get to do. That's why I have a show. However, I understand the sexual position story was pretty interesting. Just to recap, some scientists out of Canada and Waterloo decided to look at 10 healthy males and healthy females and kind of hook them up to a bunch of electrodes and stuff to figure out where the most stress is during certain sexual positions. And they found spooning was not the best position. They found missionary position and rear entry quadruped, known as doggy style, all right, seem to be the safest for people's backs. Now, they say the one on the, let's say, they called it the one in the person who is on their elbows in that position, not good for the back. But the person on the starting end of it, less back stress. Now, I strongly urge you to talk to your doctor or your orthopedist or your neurosurgeon or your chiropractor or physical therapist or mommy about what would be the best position, all right? This is a bunch of researchers taking a bunch of healthy people who are able to do whatever. And honestly, these young people now, they could do some weird acrobatic type stuff. I'm scared to death. If my husband ever dumps me, I have no idea what to do with a new partner. I am scared. My husband never has to worry about me cheating because, I don't know, you guys do all this new, weird, crazy stuff. I mean, you're able to hyperflex ankles these days. I wasn't built like that. So I, you know, just please, please let me do it the old, you know, 80s style or whatever we used to do where we were, I don't know, singing Beat It at the, while it was being done. Just don't, don't expect any of us going back into this whole single scene to know what the hell to do. So anyway, they looked at these young people having sex, and they were like, okay, well, this is better on the back. This isn't good for the back. This is better for the back. And, you know, the young people, you know, they're young, so they could do whatever. They could be contortionists at this point. But they do make a point. If you are putting some pressure on your knees, all right, and using more hips and not back, you will have less back problems. And this is a subject that has to be talked about, all right, because a lot of you guys have bad backs. A lot of you have degenerative disc disease. You have facet, arthropathy, spondylolisthesis, scoliosis, a variety of things causing you to have back pain. Mother-in-law living with you guys, a lot of things causing back pain, and you guys aren't having sex. And it's very, very important, and there are ways to be intimate, all right, without hurting yourself blowing a disc. A lot of people say, oh, I can't have sex because I have a bad back or I have a bad heart. People with bad hearts can still have sex. There's people who had bypass surgery that can still have sex. So you need to sit down, talk to your doctor, have him draw out some diagrams, etc. Invite him over. I don't care. But, you know, it's something that is definitely worth looking at, so I would check it out. All right. But, you know, listen to the show for crying out loud so I don't have to repeat myself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. A study done at Chalmers University of Technology in Gothenburg, Sweden, found that an atom makes a noise, a note. But not only does it make a note, it produces a note that's a D. You know, C, D, E, F, G, right? Okay. 20 octaves above the piano's highest note. Now, we as humans can't hear it. So, you know, it's like if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound if no one's there to hear it? Yeah, it makes a sound. Okay, that was like an easy question. I think it makes a sound. I also think cows do, you know, just pretend to be cows, right, when we drive by, but the rest of the time they're walk around like human beings, like the Far Side says. But it's supposed to be a D. Let's find you a D note. Hold on a second. Let me see what I got here because you guys need to hear this. Hold on a second. All right, let me see. That's a C. Okay, that's not what an atom makes. I'm just giving you a C note. Okay, is that pretty? Okay, that's a C note. Okay, so I know a C note is money. All right, so C, was it C? Okay, C, was that, hold on a second. I got a pitch again. Hold on. Oh, no, it's on off. It's on mute. C. Okay, everybody, C. Now we're going to go up to D. Okay, so that's the note of the atom. D. And it probably goes D, 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 D. Or it probably goes D. Something like that, right? 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 What, right? Okay. All right, but it's not a C. It's a D note. A lot of you guys missed that on the pop quiz. Okay, C, D, E. Okay, so D. Yeah, no, the album isn't done yet. I'm still working on it. I got to find some auto-tune. Anyway, the experts from the university were investigating the relationship between sound and atoms in the hope of learning more about quantum physics. Yeah, that's something on my bucket list. They believe manipulating sound on the quantum level could lead to new developments in computing, giving us faster and more efficient computers. Now, that's something I am interested in because I'm sick and tired of my stupid computer always crashing. You know, I'm in the middle of my show and the computer crashes, so we do need computers that are better. They had constructed an artificial atom 0.01 millimeters large. Now, you guys know a millimeter is small, so think about a hundredth of a millimeter. They say, just like the real atoms, artificial ones can be charged up with energy when they subsequently emit in the form of a particle. I emitted today, but it's because my fiber kicked in. Usually the particle, sorry, the particle is light, but in this experiment, it would be sound. The scientists started by placing me, I'm trying to find the note for you. The scientists started by placing the artificial atom on a superconducting material designed to carry sound waves efficiently. If the material did not conduct them efficiently, they wouldn't use it. After, oh no, really? Oh man. Okay, anyway, they recorded a D note 20 octaves above. But because we humans can't hear it, we just got to take their word for it. Yeah, right. How much money did they make on that? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have any of you out there donated to a sperm bank? How much money do you make when you donate sperm? I don't understand how you make money whenever you donate something, because usually donations are, you donate something. You know, like if I was going to donate one of my medical antiques or whatever, it's because I'm not getting money for it. If I'm getting money for it, that would be selling. But I guess people make money selling sperm, which is, I mean, good. I mean, if you can make money, I urinate a lot. If I could, you know, sell my pee, I would. Anybody out there who donate to a sperm bank, I'd like to know what that was like. You don't have to go into too much detail about your experience, but, what's the advantage? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because there sure is a disadvantage here. Apparently a man has died, from China, after he donated to a sperm four times in just 10 days. They call him a marathon, donor. Unfortunately, this gentleman, I'm not going to reveal his name, even though it's out there, was found slumped over and unconscious in a private booth at the Wuhan University facility in Hubei province after staff noticed that he hadn't come out in 2 hours. This had been reported by the New York Post and Daily Mail. They said when medics broke down the door, they discovered the 23-year-old lying on the floor and immediately tried to resuscitate him. And unfortunately, doctors ultimately pronounced him dead of a heart attack. He was only 23 years old. Apparently, his family has taken the sperm bank to court. The relatives felt the clinic was negligent, and I think they wanted like $600,000. And the judge ruled against them and, said it was his fault. He was able to make his own decisions. But they said that the sperm bank told him to keep coming. They kind of manipulated him into keep coming to the sperm bank. Now, I kind of looked around online how much money you could make donating sperm. I mean, you know, I'm not a guy, so I don't, you know, I don't know how closely attached you guys get with your sperm. I would think you would be more closely attached than you really are, because, I mean, you know, they're your genetic material. I mean, you know, if you're giving that away, well, or getting paid to, all right, that could be making babies. And there's already been movies out there of, you know, people running into their kid and it was a sperm bank donation. So to me, I think it's a pretty, pretty heavy decision. Very, very heavily made, heavily weighted, nothing trivial. It's a big, girthy decision to donate sperm. I don't know how much I understand people, you know, go through it pretty quickly doing stealth sessions often, so they might as well make money. I mean, it is a recession, so, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, find any money to put into an IRA or some sort of retirement account. We haven't been able to do that yet with the recession, so I could probably go and tell my husband to start donating some sperm, because I really don't want any more anymore. I really don't, you know, want another baby. And, I think he has amazing genetic material. You know, if you've seen my boys, Stone and Brock, we didn't do paternity testing. They really are Corey's. I know everybody thinks I'm a hoochie mama and I had an affair with the FedEx guy, and the Sparkless Water guy, and the UPS gentleman, but no, my kids are my husband's. They are. They really are. And so he has really good genetic material. So, you know, I it would be great for other people to benefit, but, you know, to think that you could die while donating. We always kind of joke about people having sex and then dropping dead of a heart attack, but it's no joke. Remember that case, we've talked about this on air, where a gentleman was cheating on his wife in a menage a trois, drops dead of a heart attack, family sues the doctor because they say that the doctor should have told him no sex. This is something that's nothing to play with. How could somebody drop dead donating sperm. Well, he probably had some sort of cardiac condition, maybe the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy we've talked about on the show before, where your heart cannot handle exercise, or, you know, it's a certain amount of exercise, and then your heart just stops, or just, you know, cannot maintain the electrical impulse, or there's some sort of shearing mechanism, aneurysm, etc. I don't know in China if they do the full autopsies like we do here, depending on if a family asks or not. But I would suggest everybody get their heart checked at least once. Everybody. Now, we family docs and internists and pediatricians are very well trained at picking up murmurs and picking up abnormalities. But obviously, there's people out there where something gets missed. Oh, they're not going to the doctor regularly, and maybe that one day the murmur isn't loud enough. I mean, usually a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patient, you should hear it. But I strongly urge everybody, before they have sex again, okay, to just, you know, or go to a sperm bank to maybe just make sure that their heart looks okay. Just get it checked out, please. All right, have the doctor take a listen to it. Maybe get an EKG, maybe even get an echocardiogram, because that's some scary stuff. All right, magic mushrooms can be pretty scary. But apparently a study out of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore says magic mushrooms, the psilocybin hallucinogen, can actually help you kick the habit. What they did is they looked at some pretty young, well, I don't want to say pretty young, they were in their 30s, so to me that's young, all right? And they looked at longtime smokers, and they found that they were more successful when they were given the active hallucinogenic agent in magic mushrooms. It found that 80% of the participants successfully quit after 6 months. In the study, there were 10 men and 5 women, all mentally and physically healthy. Each had smoked an average of 19 cigarettes a day. For 31 years. So they were obviously middle-aged. 19 cigarettes a day for 31 years, but had repeatedly tried to quit. Each participant was given magic mushrooms in the form of a pill, the psilocybin agent part of it, in the form of a pill. On a day, they planned to quit smoking. 2 and 8 weeks later, they were then given higher doses of the drug. Each drug-taking session lasted 6 to 7 hours. They were kept in a safe and comfortable setting, you know, so they don't run around high. They wore eye shades and listened to music while being told to relax. I know, dude, psychedelic man. In addition, they undertook weekly counseling and kept a diary to monitor their cravings. At the end of the study, 12 of the 15 participants were able to completely quit smoking. The researchers say that the experiment is not an endorsement for everybody to go and start doing shrooms, but rather highlights that the, you know, certain ingredients in these drugs can actually be used in the medicinal, realm. Why would it even work? Well, they think that it acts on the hippocampus or the anterior cingulate cortex, and that it may, I guess, allow you to have more self-control. Sometimes people don't, because when they're high, it can unfortunately cause hyper excitability of those areas, and then you lack control. So, you know, when it comes to quitting smoking, a lot of you will try anything. And I would just suggest wait, okay? Don't be doing this stuff on your own. We've already known that a lot of you guys have already experimented with pot, experimented with drugs for other things, and found it to be very helpful. Marijuana, for instance, though, puts you more at risk for smoking. Most people that smoke marijuana smoke regular cigarettes. So that, or vice versa, well, I don't know if vice versa is true. So I wouldn't say marijuana would help, but we are finding that magic mushrooms and other sorts of hallucinogenics really help with depression, anxiety, etc. So we're going to see more of using these substances and figuring out what works. We did it with Botox and botulism toxin. We could do it with shrooms. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
from the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We also have a Dr. Dahlia app. You can download the app. It's free. Okay, don't worry, I won't make you guys spend any money because I only like to download the free stuff. The only reason why I play Candy Crush or My Vegas Slots is because you can download it for free. Otherwise, man, I'd be like, 99 cents. All right. I do want to develop an app, except I want my app to be a game. Yeah, I told you guys the game I want to do where it's like, you know, you're dodging like poo-poo being thrown, you know, in a hospital. You know, I used to, you know, when I was in training, you know, there'd be some patients that would just throw their poo-poo at you and you'd be like ducking and hiding. You know, that'd be a real good game, you know, dodge the poo-poo or something. But right now my app is just my show on there, right? So it's not as interesting as a poo-poo game. But you can listen to my show, catch up. I mean, because we talk about a lot of stuff. We talked about this new diet pill or this diet pill Contrave, you know, where it's like a combination of Wellbutrin and Naltrexone that allows you to, you know, curb your appetite, help you lose weight, and it's not in the form of speed. The Wellbutrin helps your dopamine and your serotonin. The Naltrexone helps you with the weight loss sustenance and decrease your cravings. You know, because a lot of us, it's not that we want to be on speed. We just don't want to get all googly-eyed when we see a piece of food. And especially a yummy piece of food or a commercial or something that, you know, makes food look really, really yummy. And if that's the case, then, you know, I would love something to be out there that just kind of takes that away. I have this huge Pavlovian response when I see chocolate. I could be on the best diet. I could be so good with my workouts. I could be, you know, I don't know. I could hear devastating news. And there's a piece of chocolate, and all hell breaks loose. I have got to eat that piece of chocolate. So if there's something that helps me with that, I think that could really curb my weight. Right now I'm on the iced tea diet, where, I don't know, I made it up. So I'm drinking iced tea now, okay? And I don't know why. I'm just trying something different, okay? Because, you know, I hurt my knees, so I can't exercise like I used to. So I'm trying this iced tea diet, and it's working a little bit because I'm getting energy. I'm not drinking soda, which is really, really bad. Keep telling you guys. It kind of reminds me to drink some water, so I'm getting water in me, even though I should just drink some pure water, and it's keeping me kind of full. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm on the iced tea diet. I'll tell you guys how it's working. I haven't lost. I've actually negatively lost about 5 pounds recently, all right? But that's not because the iced tea diet. It's because I think something else. I don't know. So probably bloating. Yeah, speaking of bloating, I was on More Las Vegas yesterday with Rachel Smith talking about ovarian cancer. Many of you are very, very concerned as we, you know, are being told more and more, okay, guys, screen less. All right, don't be asking for tests. Doctors shouldn't be ordering tests. There's no true ovarian cancer screen, so don't ask for it. Yet many of us have known somebody who was having some abdominal bloatings, wasn't feeling right. They walk into the doctor, and they're being told they now have ovarian cancer, stage 3 or stage 4. That's some scary stuff. So we talked about ovarian cancer, how some of the symptoms could be abdominal bloating, feeling anorexic, or you feel full, weight loss, sometimes pelvic pain, urinary issues, etc. And these are things that could be a sign of later stage ovarian cancer. There are no signs of early stage ovarian cancer. All right, you have a variety of different, types of ovarian cancer between your stromal, your epithelial, your germ cell tumors, etc. I had a teratoma. I had an ovarian tumor, which thank God was not cancerous. But, you know, the ovaries could grow things. It's rare, but they could. And usually we see this in older people. People that have the BRCA1 gene, BRCA2 gene, could be more risk for ovarian cancer. That's why Angelina Jolie was talking about maybe removing her ovaries. They say if you have been on long-term high-dose estrogen, that could possibly put you at risk. However, being on birth control for over 10 years minimizes your risk, lessens your risk. They say if your menstruation started earlier or if you went into menopause later, you may be at risk for ovarian cancer. Now, why would that be? Well, the longer your ovaries have to work and do, then the more at risk they could be, which is why birth control is kind of protective because you don't ovulate. So the more your ovaries are ovulating, so if you start your period early or you end your period later in life, your ovaries had those extra years to work could add risk, never being pregnant. When you're pregnant, your ovaries don't have to work for 8 months. Well, I mean, they work, but they don't have to ovulate. So if you've never been pregnant, that could put you at risk. They say if you've had fertility treatment because it tries to stimulate the ovaries. If you're a smoker, polycystic ovarian syndrome, Mayo Clinic also brings up an IUD. I know I have an IUD. I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't. Man, I'll take it out one of these days. All right, anyway, we talked about also... well, we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we're going to talk about some of the treatments we do. You know, surgery, a lot of times, you know, if we see it, we want to cut it out. Chemotherapy, you know, so there's things we could do. But what I always recommend is be proactive. Okay, doctors will not just say, you know what, I'm just going to randomly screen you for ovarian cancer. However, if you're having any pelvic pain, if you're having any issues, abdominal bloating, etc., your doctor can order a pelvic ultrasound. And that could take a tiny, you know, peek at the ovaries. There's also the CA125 blood test, not to be used for a screen, but a lot of doctors are running that test to see if possibly that could be what's going on, because if that CA125 test is high, that could be a sign that you're having some abnormal growth to your ovaries. You know, we talked about the term beat. Okay? Beat, as in you need to beat it, right? Beat it! Okay, beat, right, from Michael Jackson. So B is if you have any bloating. E, if you're eating and then you feel full. A is if you have some abdominal pain or loss of appetite. And T means to go tell your doctor. So when it comes to ovarian cancer, we say beat because we want to beat it, okay? All right? And then sometimes you want to beat your ovaries. This is very interesting. A woman in China has been missing her cerebellum. Now, many people directed her to go to Lost and Found, but she hasn't had her cerebellum ever. Now, remember, the cerebellum, like we talked about in the pop quiz, is the part of the brain that kind of controls motor movements and balance. She's 24 years old and has always been dizzy. She also had vertigo, all right? But she was still able to live and go about her life. Recently, she had some spells of nausea and vomiting, so she sought medical care. Doctors gave her a CAT scan and MRI and found that that portion of the brain, it's kind of towards the back, that should have had the cerebellum, was completely clear. No cerebellum at all, but she had the cerebral spinal fluid, you know, in that area. It wasn't just dry. They found no evidence that the cerebellum ever existed within her brain. So it's not like she got sick as a kid and lost her cerebellum. She just wasn't born with it. It's called congenital cerebellar agenesis, meaning born of a cerebellum that agenesis was never made. And they've only seen 8 other cases worldwide. This is being reported by newschanneldaily.com. But what's interesting is that she could get into her 20s without being diagnosed. Wow. I mean, again, she does have recurring dizziness, etc. She does have some trouble with her balance. From what we understand, she was not able to walk until she was 7 years old, which is another, you know, good point to talk about. If your kid is having trouble walking or if your kid is having some issues with their motor skills, make sure they see a neurologist. And many times a neurologist will order an MRI just to make sure. All right. And what they are saying, though, is this woman has something called neuroplasticity, where the brain is very adaptive. And the brain was able to figure out how to compensate for the damage and loss. So she was able to, she was able to compensate and still be able to live a pretty normal life. Pretty cool. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.